Familiar pose.
Hi, Miss Fisher. Nice to see you.
Oh, sit down, sit down. You might snap something.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Retirement would be a financial certainty if I had a dollar for every time I've seen you deform your spine in my classroom.
Ninth grade math. But remember the time you said, Michael Douglas, get that gum out of your mouth and put your feet in.
Dated college, man. I'll let you in on a secret. I use that every year in the ninth grade, and it always gets a good laugh.
No kidding.
Don't tell Robbie, though.
I won't.
I saw your father go into the drugstore, and I wanted a word with him.
Hey, Robbie goofing off?
Hello, Miss Fisher.
Well, it's nice that you remember me, Mr. Douglas.
Of course I remember you. You had Mike for 2 years, and now you've got Robbie. You've got Robbie. Sounds like now you've got Poison Ivy.
The simile is yours, Mr. Douglas, not mine. However, I would like to mention that Robbie is not applying himself very well in mathematics, he says.
Uh-huh.
Ever since football season began, he seems far more interested in scrimmaging than studying.
Oh. Well, we'll just have to have a talk with that boy, Dad.
Well, at any rate, I've scheduled a month-end test for Friday, and I seriously doubt that he can pass it unless some drastic remedial steps are taken.
Well, no problem. We'll just tell him no more football until he studies. I mean, after all, the kid's got to get the fundamentals if he expects to make college. Well, you told us that, Miss Fisher. Boy, were you right. If he passes the test, then he can play football again. Otherwise, no soap. Don't worry about a thing, Miss Fisher. We'll talk to him.
Thank you, Mr. Douglas. I think these exchanges of opinions between parents and teachers certainly help clear the air. Okay.
Bye, Miss Fisher.
Goodbye, Miss Fisher. Do you mind if I say something?
Well, sure, Dan. What do you want to say?
I'll think of something.
Hey, Bubba, get around the world!
You did, huh? Didn't I tell you to go upstairs and get into bed?
Yeah, but you said first come down and get your supper tray.
I know I said that. Now you get down, and I'll bring the supper tray up to you. And don't take the dog along. Why, if you sneezed on him, he'd be a canine typhoid Mary. Never mind, just get going.
But you said I was sick, and a person shouldn't yell at me.
Get out of the way, tramp, we'll step on you. Well, you're not that thick, and you're never going to be that thick. Now get upstairs. That's quite a guy, that one. Sort of. I went for you all the time. Come out, tramp. Well, I see they finally found the range again. Tramp, get out of there!
Bob, have you seen our football anywhere?
I put it in the stew. Will you take your big flat feet and that big fat football and get out of this kitchen?
Beans.
What'd you say?
Oh, your beans are burning, Buff.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, you're throwing a ball.
Yeah, Buff, you remember Jerry Brunson, don't you?
What a mess.
Oh.
He doesn't mean you, I don't think.
Oh. Buff, is it okay if Jerry stays for dinner? We're going to go out and practice after.
Sure, glad to have you, Jerry.
Thanks. Yeah, I'll get his collie for me.
For him?
Yeah, he's got a girl, Gloria.
Yeah, it's me.
He always leaves his phone number wherever it's going to be. That way they can keep in touch.
I see. Now, how many times must I tell you never to do that to me?
Do what?
Ask me if somebody can stay to supper when there's somebody standing right there. How can I say no?
Okay. Mash.
That's right. How can you?
I won't do it anymore.
Well, thanks for this time, too.
What's Gloria all right?
Now, Robbie, you set the table and I'll take these things up to Chip.
Well, why the room service?
Well, he's got a cold or something. Probably or something. Now, you bunk in with Mike while he's sick.
Okay. Oh, that's Gloria. She keeps calling me about the dinner she and the girls are going to fix for us after the big game with McKinley.
Oh, how about that? A victory dinner.
Yeah. She asked me whether I wanted the potatoes baked or fried. I told her fried was my favorite, but she says it takes too much work. So I told her baked.
Yeah. Well, baked is good.
Yeah. But she says it costs too much to bake them because it's a whole one for everybody.
Uh-huh.
So she's going to mash.
Well, it's a good thing you got her straightened out.
Yeah.
Now, there's no sense in beating around the bush, Dad. You might just as well lay it right out on the line for me.
Mike, what is all this sudden needling, Robbie?
Well, I'm not needling him, Dad. It's just that Well, I see things a lot clearer now. It's for his own good.
Okay, Dad. I'll get this possible smell for chip. Oh, Buff, how is he?
Well, sore throat, 101 temperature, and a slight cough, but he can do around the world lying flat on his back.
Did you get that last part?
Yeah. Well, if he can do around the world now, well, he'll be walking a dog in a couple of days.
Glad I asked.
It's certainly a best you to invite me for to dinner, Mr. Douglas.
Well, here you are, Jerry.
Lunch out.
Thank you. Oh, you should have seen Robbie today at practice, sir. His broken field running's going to win the McKinley game for sure.
Oh, come off it, Jerry. If anything's going to clinch that game, Dad, it's going to be Jerry's pass. He got one off today that was 35 yards if it was an inch.
Rob, speaking about playing in the McKinley game...
I'm expecting a call.
There's some guy here named Jerry. Some girl wants to talk to some guy named Jerry.
We'll go back in bed and stay there.
Okay. Her name's Gloria, and she's hanging at the other end if anybody wants her.
His girl.
They like to keep in touch.
Rob, about football practice tonight.
Well, it's about time.
I'll be the father, Mike.
I was just reminding you, Dad.
I didn't want to bring this up in front of your friend, but we ran into Miss Fisher on the street today. And she's not very happy with you, Rob.
Well, the fact is, Dad, I'm not very happy with her either.
Oh, that's too bad. She tells me you have a math test on Friday.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Now, either you pass that test or there's no more football. And that includes the big game with whatever it's with.
McKinnis? Oh, come on, Dad, you don't mean that.
You're darn right he means it.
But, Dad, that's a review on fractions. If I live to be 2 million years old, I just won't dig fractions.
Well, what's tough about fractions? You have five people and eight chops. Four people get two chops apiece, and I wind up with peas and carrots.
Sorry, Bob, here. Have one of mine.
Dad, I can't pass that test.
Then you can't play football.
But I've got to play, Dad.
All right, then you settle down and do some constructive studying. Because if you don't pass that test, no more football.
Sorry, Gloria just wanted to know whether I want a chocolate or angel food cake for the victory supper.
Well, what did you decide on?
Well, I told her angel food was my favorite, but she says it takes too many egg whites, and there's only one thing you can do with the yellow, and that's shampoo your hair. And she already washed yours, so she told me we better have chocolate.
Well, it's nice of her to check.
All the way to the end zone.
Touchdown!
Hey, that makes six straight TDs. You know, I figured out that I have a lifetime passing average of 50.6.
Is that good?
Good. Listen, Johnny Unitas only has an average of 53.2.
Yeah, and he's got a lot longer lifetime than you to begin with.
No, you don't figure it out that way, Lumpet. Look, you take the total attempted passes and the total completions, and then you figure out the percentage. It's the same thing as averaging in yardage gain. Well, you take all the math...
That's nice figuring, Bright Eyes. Now, you do it with your paper, pencil, and math book.
But that wasn't math, Bub. I was just trying to explain football to Chip.
Robbie's got a lifetime of 50 cents or something.
And you've got just 10 seconds to get back in bed and stay there. And give me that ball.
You've got to run the point and get through the 20.
Hold it there. Hold it. Hold it. Now, look, your dad wasn't kidding about passing that test Friday.
Oh, Bubba, I just don't have a head for figures.
What's Paul Horning's lifetime yardage total?
1,981 yards and 441 tries for an average of 4.5 yards. Oh, come on, Bob. That isn't the same thing.
To the books.
Hello? Oh, hi, Gloria.
Now, make that fast. You've just got tonight and tomorrow to dig into those books before the test.
Keep punching. Okay. Hi, Gloria? Oh, no, I'm sorry, it's not.
I heard the bullets as I was coming down the walk. For me? Hi, Gloria. Yeah, I just got here. Gravy? Gee, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Well, it's good on mashed potatoes. Oh, lumps. Yeah, who needs gravy? Yeah. My father says it's full of cholesterol anyway. Uh-huh. Okay, so long. Gloria, about whether they have gravy on the potatoes or not. I said yes, but she said...
I heard. Lumps.
Are you coming?
Oh, I can't. I gotta stay home and study.
Study? The test isn't until Friday.
Listen, if it wasn't until a month from Friday, it still wouldn't be enough time for me to pass.
Well, then why waste the time?
Jerry, get lost.
Get lost, yeah, but the coach has given us some new signals tonight.
Okay, so maybe I'll come by later. Or maybe you can fill me in.
How could I fill you in? Look, you come to the meeting tonight, and we can cram open that math jazz tomorrow, together.
You really think you can cram all that stuff into me tomorrow?
Sure, you're okay on everything but fractions, aren't you? Well, I'm a whiz on fractions. We'll clear it up in 5/8 of an hour.
5/8 of an hour.
I said tomorrow. Come on, let's get going. We're 2/15 of an hour late already.
Boy, you've been studying here about 2 hours. You must know a lot about fractions by now.
Yeah, well, I don't. I don't know a single thing about fractions. The more I study, the less I know. Boy, I wish you didn't have to take this crummy test.
I'm supposed to be in bed.
Okay, so go on and quit sneezing your germs around me.
I would have to take a test tomorrow, too. Spelling. The only thing I can't, because I'm so sick.
Why not? Come on, Chip. It's the perfect solution.
Yeah, but you might catch my germs.
Well, that's what I want to do. And then tomorrow, if I'm sick, I won't have to take my test either.
Yeah, but I have a cold.
Well, so will I if you'll just cooperate.
Yeah, but if I give you my germs, then I won't have any left, and I'll have to go to school and take my spelling test.
Don't be a stoop, will you? You've got 50 billion germs.
Do?
No matter how many you give me, you'll still have plenty left.
How many you want?
Look, I don't have time to waste just on little details. I've only got about 10 hours to catch this cold.
Why don't you just tell Bob you got your own cold? Let me keep mine.
You mean lie to him? What's the matter with you? That's dishonest. Besides, Bob doesn't bluff. He's always wanting some kind of proof, like a fever or spots or something.
Do I have to give you my cough and sore throat? Or is my sneeze enough?
I'll take anything you want to spare.
Okay, give me a dime.
What for?
For the sneeze. Cough is another dime.
Why, you...
And if you catch my sore throat, that's a quarter.
45 cents. Boy, what a little crook.
Well, I'd rather keep my own germs anyhow.
All right, here. 45 cents. Brother, if you weren't the only person I know with a cold, I'd go catch it from somebody else.
Gloria, you can call me all night and I still won't change my mind. It can't be Meatloaf.
Hey, Jerry, listen, this isn't Gloria. It's me, Robbie.
Robbie?
Yeah. Well, I just called to tell you that I'm going to be sick tomorrow.
No kidding. What have you got?
Nothing yet, but I'm percolating. I just came in contact with some of the finest little bacteria you ever saw. So, give old Lady Fisher the word, huh? And enjoy those fractions.
You too, Chip. Come on, get up.
Wait a minute, Bob. Don't I have a fever?
Sure, you got a fever. You're delirious. Now, if you're not downstairs in 5 minutes, no breakfast. You too. Come on!
Oh, boy. Did I have a rotten dream?
Me too. I jump out thinking piano lessons from Mary Lou Gifford. Every time I made a mistake, she kissed me.
Yeah. Oh, man, what a jip. Come on, Chip, give me my money back, will you?
No.
Oh, come on. A guy shouldn't have to pay for a cold he didn't get.
Well, I guess my germs just don't like you.
Oh. I should have known better than to count on you for anything.
Well, it was your idea.
Yeah, well, you got clunky germs.
I do not. See, they work good for me.
Look, at least give me half my money back. Oh, come on, that's fair. Do you remember the time I sold you the harmonica that was plugged up with bubblegum? I gave you all of your money back.
That's after I turned blue trying to play it.
Oh, come on, Chip.
Well, what's half of 45?
Half of 45, let's see. 45 over 2. Oh, fractions. Forget it, will you? Boy, I just can't win. Boy, aren't you dressed yet? When a kid's that big of a crook at his age, what's it gonna be when he grows up?
Quit stalling.
A gangster. It'll break Dad's heart.
Hey, did you hear me? Who's stalling?
You are.
Well, I guess today's your moment of truth.
What are you talking about?
That math test. I figured you'd try and pull some stunt to get out of taking it.
Boy, I wonder if anybody's ever drowned in a wash basin.
Rob.
Nah. Bub would give me artificial respiration and send me to school.
Come on, Rob. Get with it.
Boy, one brother's a swimmer and the other one acts like a saint.
Come on, Rob. Wise up. You're going to be using what Miss Fisher's trying to teach you when nobody even remembers who won the crummy football game.
Look, I'm pretty darn good in math, except for fractions.
That's like saying you're pretty good at football, except for running.
I know old Lady Fisher. Half the test will be on fractions, maybe even more than half. It'd be just like her to have nothing but fractions.
Well, hurry up and get ready. I'll be down in the car.
Hurry up and get ready. I'll be down in the car. Boy, I'll bet you'd have been right there to give poor old Marie Antoinette a ride to the guillotine.
I thought you were going to be sick.
So did I.
Well, gee, you look terrible.
I feel terrible.
You mean you are sick?
I feel terrible because I feel good.
She's in the car.
The entire class may do 30 extra homework problems this evening. Bruce, pick up the chalk and return it to the blackboard. Vincent, collect the erasers. Vicky Rogers, you may take your copy of the text to the principal's office and do it there. I shall be speaking with Mr. Henry about your behavior, and we may as well have you there to save time. Miss Ainsley, there is a time for lipstick and a time for mathematics. The entire test will take half an hour. No talking, no questions. Jerry, take the gum out of your mouth and put your feet in. Down, please.
Of a fraction. Passing grade was 70 and I got an 81.
Well, you're not going to let him get away with that, Dad.
What do you mean, get away with it? I passed, didn't I?
Yeah, but only by a fluke. You didn't really earn that 81 and you know it.
Yeah, but Dad, you said I couldn't play football if I flunked, that's all. And I didn't flunk.
That's right. That was the deal.
But that wasn't the idea. Well, he was supposed to learn something.
I agree with you, Mike, but the deal's the deal.
Yeah, but he didn't even study.
You
got
more conditions in the deal, Steve.
Yeah, but he didn't, and it's no fair doing it now.
Fair? Oh, you call goofing off like you did fair?
Look, Mike, Dad said I could play if I pass, and I'm playing. And what are you all of a sudden, an auxiliary father or something?
Hey, everybody.
Hi. What are you doing up?
You get back in bed.
But I don't have a cold anymore. I think I got something else. I think this is what Sudsy had that time he got to stay home that time. Look. Measles.
Oh, my golly. Look at that Bobby's covering.
Oh, are you sure? Red spots can mean anything. Maybe he ought to wash his chest or something.
I had a feeling all along. That's the reason I put you in with Mike. You could have had it yourself just about the time the big game was coming up.
That would be poetic justice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, the game isn't for 2 weeks. I could have the measles and then be finished with them in 2 weeks.
It doesn't work that way, Rob. No. Well, there's an incubation period.
What's that, Dad?
Well, that's the time between the time you're exposed and the time you get sick. Come on, Chippy, better get back to bed. Call Dr. Morgan, will you, Bub?
What's the incubation period with measles?
2 weeks. And if old Doc O'Casey hadn't separated you and Chip, you'd be in bed counting spots and sucking a thermometer instead of galloping for touchdowns.
If there was any justice in this world, that's exactly what would happen.
No temp, no sore throat, no spots, no measles.
Hey, Robbie,
Well, you don't deserve it, Rob, but go ahead.
Okay, Jerry, be right there. I gotta get my shield.
Good luck.
How do you like that kid? He doesn't study, tries to get sick, and then passes the test by sheer luck. And after trying to get the measles, he doesn't even get them.
Still, did I get a look at this?
It's my ankle.
I know it.
What happened?
Robbie was jumping over the banister. He almost landed on Trap and nearly squashed him.
Is it bad, Bob?
I don't think so.
Well, here, Rob. Come on, get up. Put a little weight on it.
Try to step on it.
Ow!
Easy.
Oh.
Come on over here, sit down.
I can't walk on it, Dad. If I can't walk, how can I play? It's broken. That dumb dog broke.
He's not a dumb dog.
It's only a couple hours from the game. What'll I tell the coach?
Well, I don't think it's broken. It's just twisted, but you probably have to stay off it for a couple of days. A
couple of days, Dad? How can I play?
Hey, I gotta tell the coach. I'll see you later. Tough luck.
It's not fair. I've been robbed.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Rob. It's too bad it had to happen this way, but it's fair, and you know it.
It's a little bit late, Robbie, but it's just about as fair as you can make it.
Hello. Yes, Gloria. Oh, no, Jerry just left. What? Gloria wants to know what you do for a cake that falls after you take it out of the oven.
Just soak it in a little hot water with some Epsom salts, and it'll take care of itself. Minute or two.
Yeah, soak it in some hot water with some Epsom salt and it'll take care of itself in a minute or two. That's all right. Epsom salts.
Stay tuned for another episode of My Three Sons as this twice-as-nice morning continues here on TV Land.